Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden was in North Carolina while concerns surround Biden and his debate performance. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
It was a shaky performance in Atlanta for the president. He is moving on.
I know how to do this job. I know how to get things done. I know, like millions of Americans know, when you get knocked down, you get back up.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the president's performance at the debate shows his weakness.
I take no pleasure in saying that. I think this is a very dangerous situation.
St. Anselm's political science professor Chris Galderi says the debate performance added to concerns about the 81-year-old president.
He looked frail. He's noticeably older than he was when he was elected.
Donald Trump's supporters have seemed unconcerned about his relationship with the truth during the debate, and his performance and delivery helped him with them. There is no evidence President Biden is willing to end his campaign. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. Supreme Court has weakened federal regulators, overturning a decades-old Chevron decision in a Friday ruling. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
The nation's highest court has upended a 40-year-old decision known as Chevron. It made it easier for the federal government to regulate the environment, public health, workplace safety, and consumer protections. Experts say overturning the Chevron decision in a case filed by herring fishermen in New Jersey and Rhode Island who objected to paying monitors' fees brings a far-reaching and potentially lucrative victory to business interests who've long sought to eliminate the power of government agencies. Chevron allowed federal experts to fill in the blanks if a law wasn't crystal clear, but the majority of justices agreed with the plaintiffs that should be determined by a judge. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For additional stories, visit